There was a sound of a scramble behind Hardin and one or two muffled exclamations, but he did not turn around. Harry Seldon was, of course, undisturbed. He went on, "It is a fraud in the sense that neither I nor my colleagues care at all whether a single volume of the encyclopedia is ever published. It has served its purpose, since by it we extracted an imperial charter from the emperor. By it we attracted the 100,000 humans necessary for our scheme, and by it we managed to keep them preoccupied while events shaped themselves, until it was too late for any of them to draw back. In the 50 years that you have worked on this fraudulent project, there is no use in softening phrases. Your retreat has been cut off, and you have now no choice but to proceed on the infinitely more important project that was, and is, our real plan. To that end, we have placed you on such a planet and at such a time that in 50 years you were maneuvered to the point where you no longer have freedom of action. From now on and into the centuries, the path you must take is inevitable. You will be faced with a series of crises, as you are now faced with the first, and in each case your freedom of action will become similarly circumscribed so that you will be forced along one and only one path. It is that path which our psychology has worked out, and for a reason. For centuries, galactic civilization has stagnated and declined, though only a few ever realized that. But now, at last, the periphery is breaking away, and the political unity of the empire is shattered. Somewhere in the 50 years just past is where the historians of the future will place an arbitrary line and say, "This marks the fall of the galactic empire." And they will be right, though scarcely any will recognize that fall for additional centuries. And after the fall will come inevitable barbarism, a period which, our psychohistory tells us, should, under ordinary circumstances, last for 30,000 years.